A member of the priestly class recognized the connection between silence and unimpeded breathing. I told him, "We have a pretty cruel reputation, Shri, and it's rightly deserved. No, I'm not Dorabi Day Banerjai. Dorabi did die during the Kialune Wars, fighting on our side."
"What do you want?"
in a shaky voice. "Like I said, we need to translate some old books. Tobo, get the books from my work table." The boy went away grumbling about why was it always he who had to run and fetch. Master Santaraxita was very put out when he discovered that some of what I wanted translated had been pilfered from his own restricted stacks. In fact, when I told him, "I want to start with this one," and showed him what I believed to be the earliest of the annals, he lost some color.
"I'm doomed, Dorabi. I'm sorry, young man. Sleepy, was it?"
"Ha!" One Eye bellowed, having appeared only moments before.
"Did you ever go sniffing up the wrong tree? My little darling Sleepy here is all girl."
I smirked. "Darn! Here we go again, Shri. Now you have to get your mind around the fact that a woman can read."
"Ah. Here's Baladitya. You'll be working with him."
"Thank you, River. Did you run into any trouble?" Santaraxita began to bulk again.
"I won't."
Kindo silenced him again. "You'll translate and you'll work hard at it, Tree, or we won't feed you.
We aren't the Badraluk. We quit talking about it a long time ago. We're doing it. It's just your misfortune to get caught up in it."
Sarah arrived. She was soaked.
"It's raining again. I see you landed your fish."
She collapsed into a chair, considered Surendranath Santaraxita.
"I'm exhausted. My nerves were on edge all day. The protector returned from the swamp at noon. She was in a totally foul mood. She had a huge argument with the Radisha, right in front of us."
"The Radisha stood up to her?"
"She did. She has reached her limit. Another Bodhi disciple came this morning, but the Grey stopped him from burning himself. Then the protector announced that she was going to take the night away from us by letting the shadows run loose from now on. That's when the Radisha started screaming."
Santaraxita looked so completely appalled by the implications of Sarah's revelations that I had to laugh.
"No,"
he insisted.
"It's not funny."
Then we discovered that he was not really concerned about the shadows.
"The protector is going to clip my ears, at the very least. These books weren't supposed to be in the library at all. I was supposed to have destroyed them ages ago, but I couldn't do that to any book. Then I forgot about them. I should have locked them up somewhere."
"Why?" Sarah snapped. She did not get an answer. I asked her, "Did you make any headway?"
"I didn't get a chance to pick up any pages. I did get into the Radish's suite. I did eavesdrop on her and Soulcatcher. And I did pick up a little other information."
"For example?"
"For example, the Purohita and all the sacerdotal members of the Privy Council will be leaving the palace tomorrow to attend a